Diane Keaton has achieved the kind of enduring stardom that is all too rare among female actors in Hollywood. At an age when many women find that juicy roles are drying up, Keaton, now 58, has just received yet another Oscar nomination. This time it's for her starring role in the romantic comedy Something's Gotta Give. Keaton plays Erica Barry, a successful divorced playwright. She's pursued by a handsome young doctor, played by Keanu Reeves, and by Jack Nicholson, playing a 60-something playboy who was originally dating her 20-something daughter. The role was written with Keaton in mind, although she wasn't sure she was right for the part.
I saw myself in the role. I mean, I completely identify with the role, because, I mean, I think it's kind of a universally appealing role for any woman over 50. I mean, it's a no-brainer, as they say. But I don't know if I trusted whether I could be appealing enough to actually help the movie find an audience. You know, it's like, because romantic comedy requires charm. Think of all the great romantic comedy players. I mean, Katharine Hepburn and Jean Arthur and, you know, I mean, Helen Hunt and all these people. It requires that we basically enjoy watching them. And I didn't know if that was possible anymore.
Well, it would seem that one of the challenges for you is to create these on-screen sparks with two very, very different actors, Keanu Reeves on one hand and Jack Nicholson on the other.
Yeah, a very different approach, but I think that each one was really kind of perfect for their roles, because there was an awkwardness about the encounter with Keanu, at least for me in playing it, and he also seemed embarrassed by the fact that he was attracted to my character, and I think that this made it kind of more sweet. As for Jack, it's like old home week, you know, it's like I feel like playing with him, I felt like I'd known him forever and that we were partners, and that's because he's Jack. I mean, because he's irresistible and because it feels right. We're contemporaries.
Well, I want to listen to a clip, if we could. It's a scene where you're all seated around a dinner table, and this is the first time that you actually share a meal with Jack Nicholson, who has come to your beach house along with your daughter. He's her boyfriend, and he's there to spend the weekend. Let's listen.
Ever been married, Harry?
No, I haven't.
Wow. Now, why do you think that is?
Well, some people just don't fit the mold, and so far, yeah.
Hey, if it ain't broke.
Exactly.
Wait a second. Aren't you like a famous bachelor?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm famous.
Yeah, didn't I read an article about you in New York Magazine?
I guess some people find it interesting that I've escaped the noose for so long.
That was the title of the article, The Escape Artist. I read that article. That was you? Well, you were once engaged to someone really big. Who was it? Joan Collins? No.
No.
Wait a minute. Okay, Carly Simon? Yeah, somebody cool like that.
Somebody like that.
Not Martha Stewart.
No, not Martha Stewart. No.
You could just ask him.
No, this is more fun. It's like I'm not here.
Harry was once engaged to Diane Sawyer.
What? Right. Diane Sawyer. I love her.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, women your age love that about me. You know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
Now, you heard the silence, but what you didn't see there was the way that your face changed rather quickly when he said that.
Yeah, I know. I love that scene because, you know, to me that scene is really about sexual attraction, really. Because that's, I mean, that kind of teasing and, you know, playing with a man like that and trying to rattle and shake him up, and he also, and then trying to change him, which, as you know, never works, but is also so seductive. All that subtext going on in that scene really is makes it come alive, and it's really well written and really funny how they dig each other and how they dig at each other.
He talks about women of a certain age, and on that note, I'm wondering if you viewed this as a message movie, a chance to show an industry seemingly obsessed with youth that women of a certain age could play strong and sexy romantic leads.
Well, sure. I absolutely. I think it's a real testimony to actors and actresses in their 50s who Like, you know, I've said this before, but I can't get over this image. It's a great image, and Linda Obst wrote it in this op-ed piece that she did for the LA Times, and she said, well, you know, what are you going to do? Take all these actresses, I mean, of the caliber of, you know, Meryl Streep and Sissy Spacek and Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon, and what? Herd them up into, you know, a field and shoot them? No, they should be acting, and there are these fantastic roles that certainly could exist for them, and they're vibrant and alive and entertaining and still great, obviously. So I think that, yeah, I mean, I think it reiterates the fact that we're still alive and we're still around and worth watching.
Do you resent the focus on age, or I guess conversely, the fear of aging in
Hollywood? No, I don't. I'm proud of it. No, I do not resent it. No.
Diane, you've achieved something that is unfortunately rare among female actors in Hollywood. You've had strong starring roles in each of the past four decades. And at an age when many women in film find that their phones just don't ring the way they used to, in your case, the offers are still rolling in, and good offers. So looking back, I'm wondering how you think you've been able to survive and thrive over so many years in Hollywood.
Comedy.
In a word, comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't just done comedy. So you're saying comedy
is what sustains you.
No,
I've certainly not succeeded very well at drama. I think there's a longevity to comic players that doesn't happen, especially for women, because the requirement isn't that you're, you know, labeled so much with that beautiful, sexy problem, because you can't be beautiful and sexy forever, but you can be funny forever.
I have one last question. I always wonder when people go home at the end of the Oscars.
Yeah.
Since you already have one of these things, where do you keep it?
Oh, the Oscar, you mean?
Yes.
It's in my bedroom. My mother had it until about 3 years ago, and I confiscated it, and I took it back.
Sounds like there's a story there.
I gave it to my mom, and she had it in some closet, and I said, hey, where is it, Mom? And so I said, you know, I'm taking it back.
She had it in a closet?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. I know. I love my mother. I love
her.
Well,
she kept it safe.
She kept it safe in a nice, dark place.
Well, good luck to you. Hopefully you'll be coming home with the second one of those sometime.
Well, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Diane Keaton. She's been nominated for a Best Actress Oscar for her performance in Something's Gotta Give.